you have ruled without us. This statement holds significant power, pertaining to both the teachers and the students, and it underscores their self-ignorance and their profound disregard. What he essentially says is, in struggles indeed, he says, everything is shared between us and you, but in the awards and the honors, you are first. I'm not saying this out of irritation, which is why he also added, I truly wish that you did reign. Then, to prevent any perceived sarcasm, he appended, so that we might also reign with you. For, he insists, we would also obtain these blessings. Can you see how he simultaneously exhibits his strictness, his concern for them, and his selflessness? Can you perceive how he curbs their arrogance?